Now this week I've got a bit of a stronger voice than I had last week. So for those of you who can't hear me, wave at me. So everybody should be waving now. No, you shouldn't. Sorry, nobody should be waving. Oh, that's what I meant. Right, the theme of this service is love. And this is really quite a hard passage to connect with love. And we've actually missed a little bit out of it, so I'm going to read that little bit that we've missed out of it. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And in the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep, doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?" That's quite strong, isn't it? I want you to just close your eyes just for a minute whilst I read something else. This is what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And love never fails. That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, excuse my little bit of scrappy paper here, but I write my sermons on the go, I'm afraid, because I'm busy. So what do you think love is then? Have you still got your eyes closed? Which one do you think was more like Jesus? Do you think it was the... Do you think it was the love is patient, love is kind, or Jesus going into the temple and overturning the tables? Which one do you think? Hands up. Hands up for patient and kind and very gentle. Yeah? Hands up for Jesus being a bit of a radical. Who's a bit radical today? Dan is. Fantastic. Dan, we need some radicals. Jesus was a radical person. He stood for justice. Think of the woman at the well. She was scorned by everybody. Nobody wanted to speak to her. And Jesus went to her. He broke all the barriers. And he went to speak to a woman, unheard of. And two, he went to speak to a Samaritan. Don't do that. He was a radical. He broke rules. Don't listen to this bit, children. He cared for and healed the sick to the anger of the established. You don't do anything on a Sunday. Can't do anything at all. But Jesus did. He healed people. And he made authorities angry. He ate and drank with the poor, the homeless, and the his best friends were a bunch of not very nice people. Tax collectors and those from the bottom of the pile who really nobody else wanted to associate with. Jesus was a radical. A bit like me with a piece of paper. Right, we've got a rail here. I want some help from these children. I want one little girl. One little girl. Yep, come on. Right, now this here, I'll move that for a minute. Can you take that rail out for me? Because I need to move around a bit. Thank you. You just get on and take it out for me, okay? Can't you do it? Do you want someone to come and help you? Do you want to go and choose somebody to help you? Emily, come and help. Come and help to take this rail out, okay? And then just go and put it over there for me, okay? Thanks. Right, where have I got to? Oh, yes. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Do you see Jesus in the temple? Have you not done that yet? Anna, can you come and give him a hand, please? Do Do you think when Jesus went in, you know how Josh said, you're not doing it right? He said, we should be shouting. Come on, Ed. Come on. You know, you can't ask some people to do some things. Yeah. Do all the children want to come and help? Because these that were chosen, they're a bit weak. Oh, we're moving. We're moving. I'll tell you what we'll do. Shall we ask? Who shall we ask? Shall we ask Jess? No. Jess isn't feeling very strong. Shall we ask Jess and Mike? Come on, I'm coming up. Can you come and help these children for me, please? You might have to organise them. See, these men, they know how to do things, don't they? Let's hope they can actually do it. Might all go terribly wrong, this example. It's wedged in. It's going all wrong. Come on, Jess. Oh dear. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll just let them carry on and I'll carry on talking. Right, so Jesus was angry at what was going on in the temple. Why was he angry, do you think? Do you know? You just can't expect people to come and help you, can't? Dan, can we give them a hand? Where's the vicar? Oh, there we go. Whee! Fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, guys. Sorry about that. I want you to remember that in a minute. What people had done was they had turned God's house, his church, his temple, into... No, I don't want the other one out. He had turned God's house into a marketplace where people were more concerned with money and the things that they wanted for themselves. They were more concerned with making money for themselves than actually worshipping God. And Jesus was angry. He was furious. And I'm absolutely positive that when he went into that temple that day, he didn't go in and say, like Shuff said, excuse me, would you mind not doing that? He didn't. He went in, he made a cord, and he whipped. And he made people get out. He made them stop and think about what they were doing. Yes, just stay on stage. We are called to follow Jesus. Each single one of us are called to follow Jesus. We are called to demonstrate his love. We are called to be kind. We are called to be patient, which is very hard at the moment. We are called to honour each other. We are called to think of each other. And do you know what else we're called to be? We're called to be radical. We are called to stand up and to support each other and to proclaim Jesus as Lord. This week, Steve mentioned that one person had an idea. One person had an idea from this church. And they went to Steve and said, Steve, can we? Steve went to the PCC and the church wardens and they said, yes, we can. One person put it on Facebook. Do you know we had 1,300 shares? That was 1,300 people that we know heard the news that that church hall was going to be open. That was 1,300 people that we know for a fact knew that a church was standing up for Jesus and that we as a people, as a community, were doing something for somebody who was struggling. That's what we're called to do. We're called to be radical. We're called to be radical. Jesus' heart was broken He was upset. I went into Hanley on Thursday and Friday and saw people in those blizzard conditions. I was cold, I got a big coat on. And they had been sleeping out all night with the thinnest of blankets on and wrapped up in a piece of cardboard. And I cried. What can I do about it? On my own, I can't do very much. Rather like the children here with this rail. On our own, we can do very little. If we stand together, if we are radical as a people, as a church, we can do something. We had to use a bit of muscle here. Thank you, boys. We had to use some strong people, but we knew who to call on. We can call on each other. We can. This community got together behind those homeless people. On Saturday when I went into work, some of the lads who were going to come down but got frightened, I took them sleeping bags, duvets, I took them food, coats, socks that had been donated. And do you know what they said? They said, can you thank your church for what they're doing? We can't believe that people would do this for us because nobody likes us. So from the homeless people in Hanley to everybody who donated, to everybody who was radical last week, there's a big thank you. I'm going to finish now, but I'm going to give you a challenge. We're going to sing in a minute. We're going to sing we are an army of ordinary people. We're just ordinary people. We're just ordinary people. We go to work, we have children, we have families. On our own, we can't do much at all. But together we can. And the challenge that I want to set you is, if you want to be radical for Jesus this week, if you want to stand up and fight against injustice, I want you to come and join me here. And we will be an army of ordinary people. If you don't want to do it, that's absolutely fine. I'm not saying that you have to. But I would like somebody here to stand with me and say, I want to be radical for Jesus. I want to be radical for Jesus. I want people to know that I love Jesus, that he loves me. You can be radical. You are radical. And I want people to go out from here and say, I want to share God's love. Because God didn't just die for me. He died for each one of us here. He died for each one of those homeless people out there who are sleeping in bits of cardboard. And he loves them. And we can do something about it together. We'll all stand. If you want to join me and become an army, come and join me at the front. Okay, can we have the words up, please? Can we sing? An army of ordinary people. This is what we are. We're an army of ordinary people. If you don't want to, that's fine. I don't want any pressure. But if you want to join this army from this church, we're just standing up and we're saying, I'm in it. Are you in it?